the country was founded on the principle that James Madison explained in the Constitutional Convention, that the primary role of government is to protect property from the majority. And so it remains to a remarkable extent. Well, one of the most effective democratizing forces has always been the labor movement, labor unions. The history on that is completely clear. In countries that have a strong labor movement, there is a very strong correlation with a real, live, functioning social contract that includes not only rights for working people, but for people who need help and protection, for the defenseless, for children, for women, for families, for people who need assistance generally, for the general public, in fact. And there's also a culture that goes along with it, a culture of solidarity and sympathy and mutual aid and support. In countries where unions are weak, like ours, we tend to find what's called tough love, as they call it these days, which means love for the privileged and tough for everybody else. We find what we might call, if we're honest, the really existing doctrine of free markets. That means market discipline for the poor and the defenseless, but plenty of protection and subsidy for those who really need it, the rich and the powerful. We find different psychological and cultural values, the ones that in fact were denounced by Adam Smith, whose motives were very much like those of the labor movement that developed later and very much opposed to those of the people who distort his message and shamelessly use his name. We tend to find what he called the vile maxim of the masters of mankind, all for ourselves and nothing for anyone else, now reaching its sharpest expression in the Gingrich contract, to which the population is overwhelmingly opposed, incidentally, point by point, by overwhelming margins, if you look at public opinion polls. But in a country where democratic forms don't function, that's basically irrelevant. And they don't function in large part because we don't have a civil society with organized elements, unions being the central one, as they have been historically, that can be a countervailing force. And that's historically been the case. Here, as elsewhere, unions have been a leading force, probably the leading force, for democracy and human rights. That's true here as well. That's exactly why such enormous efforts have been undertaken in the United States in a really relentless and very self-conscious class war to undermine and destroy them. It's been going on for a long time. It peaked in the Reagan years. In the Reagan years, the United States simply rescinded Article 23 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which, if you read it, guarantees elementary human rights of workers, including the right to form unions. And this is well known, outside the United States at least.